question was asked, we find that the rabbis of the Talmud and the Mishnah and the Medrash derive many things from one letter in Torah. As we learn Talmud, Mishnah, Medrash, we see every single letter has its weight. Every letter has its meaning, its derivation. So how come when it comes to davening, to the nusach of tefillah, of prayer, we find differences in whole words and letters? Shouldn't it have the same gravity as Tanakh? So on one level, the answer is yes. We're talking before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our tefillah was compiled by the men of the Great Assembly. Some of our tefillot by Moshe Rabbeinu. So just as in Tehillim and Psalms, we have accuracy and details, and we know how to pronounce almost every word in all of Tanakh, so too tefillah should be that way. However, it's not that simple. And it breaks down into two points. Number one is that tefillah was always with variations that matched the different tribes. In Moshe Rabbeinu's time, there were 12 versions of Shmona Esrei. Our tradition, as is recorded by the Magen Avraham, as is recorded by the Arizal, is that there were always nuschaot. There were always variations within the form of tefillah, because every tribe has slight differences in their personality, in their characteristics, in their tendencies, and so their needs are reflected slightly differently. Their souls are reflected slightly differently, and that has expression in the differences in the tefillah. And so there were always, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were different forms of tefillah. Within the generic form of Shmon Esrei and Brachot, there were still variations. That's part one. There's a part two, which is less important, so we'll leave it out for now. So tefillah is not the same as Tanakh in the sense that tefillah always had variations. The fact that we find different nuschaot, there always were different nuschaot, and that's legitimate. Okay. So that's still variations that evolved over the years that stemmed from original variations. It's not a tkias shofar. Does the trua have to be two, or does the trua have to be two, or both? Well, it depended on the different tribes. There were places where the way people wept was with long sobs, and there were places where the way people wept were with short sobs. Right? You've probably heard there are some kids who weep with short sobs, even adults. If you ever go to a funeral, you see that there are some adults who sob with short sobs, and some adults that their sobbing is long. And there are some cultures where sobbing is long, and there are some cultures where sobbing is a bunch of short utterances. There are norms. And there are norms, our social norms. You'll see how the French laugh. It's a little different than the way people laugh in Africa, which is a little different than the way people laugh in South America. Even California and New York have a different laugh.
I thought it's based on the individual, not groups. It's physical.
Take a look and see. There's, I'm saying in crying, there are definitely places where certain types are the prevalent style. It's not that there aren't exceptions, but there is a prevalent style. And we do conform if the society we live in has a certain way of doing it. Yes. They're both good. Either one is good. Bomer or Laomer, they're both good. I say Bomer because that's what my sitter says. But Laomer is just as good. So that's what I didn't want to go into. That's a fair question.